Are you a healthy male from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? You could be eligible to volunteer for a clinical study where you'll be reimbursed for your time. Call 1-800-243-733 or visit clinicalstudies.com.au.
Asia White Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio, and on the line we are speaking to Patty of Mild Life. Hello.
Hello. Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here on the show with us.
Sure, no worries.
Now we've been playing your songs for a little bit on Asian Pop Radio, and we love them. Congratulations on what you've been releasing.
Thank you so much.
Now I have to ask you, so the group was formed as a bunch of uni students just having a bit of fun, right?
Yes, pretty much. That's how we came about, yeah.
When was it that you decided to get serious about things?
I guess when we started writing our own material. We started doing out pretty much just like indie covers and playing for friends in and around school. And I guess when we started playing our own material and it got some good reception, that we decided to, you know what, let's give it a go, give it a try, see where it takes us.
Right. So were you all studying the same thing or all different subjects?
Oh, all different things, actually.
Ah, okay.
We got some of us did economics, some of us did sociology, I did communication, and all of
them. Oh, wow.
Art-based mainly, but yeah.
So did any of you actually finish your degree, or did you put it aside to, you know, have the glamorous life of a musician?
No, unfortunately it doesn't work that way anymore, so we all pretty much stayed in schools and like finished school and yeah.
Good stuff. That's what the kids needed to hear.
Cool kids, yes. Really
now, you'll have to bear with Juby because he's got a cold and he's losing his voice, but he's going to try and persevere, okay?
Sure.
Go, right. Juby.
So just to give listeners some background on you guys, you were Take mm-hmm. 2 before Mind Life and started back in 2012 by being finalists of Stardust. Then the next year you became Supernova Champions.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Nusu Band Challenge Champs in 2014 and Noise Singapore Music Mentorship in the same year.
Wow.
So I guess you guys got off to a good start.
There was a good start.
Yeah.
We're lucky enough to have those things, and a few of those things were just like a local band competition kind of thing, and then the Noise thing was like a mentorship that was helmed by Singapore's National Arts Council, so that's something that local bands try to join to sort of like get a foot in the door for Singapore's music industry. So yeah, we try those things.
It really is a bit of a springboard Noise, isn't it? Because I don't know how many musicians we interview from Singapore on Asian Pop Radio, and they all say that Noise is incredibly helpful and has got them onto bigger and better places. So the same for your group?
Yes, definitely. Singapore's music industry is really small, so it still needs a lot of help from the state to get things started.
Yeah.
And luckily for us, like, you know, the National Arts Council is there to help us get all the small acts get started, you know. Yeah.
Fantastic. So 2015 saw the group release your debut EP, Paris, and I hear Roland produced that for you, is that right?
Yep, we worked with Roland in Paris, that's right.
So he's had a few hits with, Gentle Bones and Rockers, Vils, to name a few. How was it working with him for your debut?
Oh, it was pretty good. I mean, we had an idea of how we wanted the songs to turn out with him, and like, it was quite smooth and seamless the way we worked with him, and he was kind of dialed in from the start of how we wanted to get things going. So yeah, hopefully it turned out okay.
It did.
It did. We know about it, so it must have been all right. GB.
So it must have been a shock when your guitarist Jonathan Lim decided to leave when Paris was doing so well.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's dead to me now.
No, we're actually still good friends. I mean, he came to... We recently launched our latest EP last Saturday, and he was there too. He came down and everything. It was nice. We're still friends. He just basically just, you know, wanted to take a different path and not really do music as seriously as we wanted to. So,
right.
Yeah, we respected the decision, and yeah, we just decided to continue without him. Yeah.
That's better.
I've recently had a similar heartbreak with my former co-host leaving me on Asian Pop Radio, so I can sympathize a little bit.
Oh, no.
But I do have a little bit of a theory on Singaporean groups, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I feel that it's really hard to have bad blood because it's such a small island that you're inevitably going to come across each other's path before before too long, so you have to keep things civil, right?
Yeah, all the time, man. Can't imagine all the things you say even when you start, you know, saying crap about other people. You better make sure no one's behind you. Someone will hear you.
And there's always someone's auntie listening, huh?
Exactly.
Did you consider replacing him, or was he irreplaceable?
I mean, there's that old thing that, like, no one is indispensable and no one's irreplaceable, right? But
Yeah, you watch Juby.
We sort of floated that idea around of getting replacements, but I think there weren't really any serious discussions about it. It just sort of like happened that we decided to continue as a four piece, mainly because of like the dynamics and everything we had built up together as 6-2 going in, you know, all the shows that we did, songs we wrote for. So, and we really, really wanted to push something new out, and we didn't really want to sort of start from scratch again to build up, you know, dynamics and chemistry with someone new. So yeah, we decided to just go ahead, four of us, try that out, and if it doesn't work out, then yeah, maybe we'll try something else.
So can you explain a little bit more about how the name change came about?
Right. Well, it mainly stemmed from John's departure. I mean, when he left, we had to figure out all over again how we're going to write songs and everything, and like the songwriting process changed. The music started to sound different. The things we were trying to say with the music was different as well.
Right.
So yeah, so it kind of didn't really sound like Take-Two anymore. So it's all the things that was happening, like personnel changes, new sounds and everything. It sort of made sense to sort of move forward with like a new name. So
sure.
Yeah, that's how we pretty much came to decide on that, yeah.
Well, speaking of new, your track Distraction is a great song. We've been listening to it all afternoon. It has that easy rock feel about it, and the lyrics are somewhat bittersweet. And the clip looked like it would have been a lot of fun to record. Are we correct?
It's in a music video?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. We were just driving around a truck at night, basically, trying not to get caught by the cops.
Yeah, you can get away with a lot less on your side of the bridge, I think.
You can do whatever you want in Singapore, just don't get caught.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7, this is Asian Pop Radio. Juby and J-John in the studio.
Distraction.
Nice. By Mod Life. And, perhaps a little bit of a distraction by talking to one of the members themselves. Patty, on the line still. You're still there, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, good. Do you enjoy listening to your song?
Sometimes.
Do you want to tell us exactly what the song is about for those that were just enjoying the tune but not really reading into it?
Right. Well, it's sort of like an ode or a song about, sure, you guys, apart from Asian Pop Radio, if you're doing something else, you know, things in life that sort of distract you from one another. Like for us in the band, like we also work day jobs doing music. So sometimes that seems to come across as a distraction, and vice versa as well. Like,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you really need to get some work done, but you need to get some band stuff done. And yeah, so it's that kind of thing. It's like that daily struggle of trying to juggle things. So
this song is our life. This song is our life. Mm-hmm. Because like we're constantly trying to juggle our day job as well as Asian Pop Radio, the hobby side of things, but hoping one day it's what we can, you know, carry us to the next part of our life.
Exactly. That's right, yeah.
We feel your pain, man.
So okay, you just gotta keep doing it. Yeah.
True thing, yeah.
Do you have any favorite songs off your EP?
Can you choose one?
Not really, right? Like, I guess How You Forget, the second single that we released, it was a favorite in the sense that that one was the easiest to write.
Right.
It just came out really naturally. It's one of those songs that told you how it was meant to be written. So yeah, that one had a sort of a, I don't know, providence. It was kind of like, I'm not saying this right, but yeah, it was easy to write, so it came out quite naturally. And I would say that's the one. Yeah. That's
fantastic. Great. Do you guys have any sort of highlights, like, well, maybe yourself personally, like what are some of your highlights for being in the group so far? Like if you take it right back to the start till now, what are some of those moments in time that have stood out for you?
John leaving.
John leaving.
I would say playing shows overseas. Like for us in Singapore, we don't really get the chance to play shows overseas that much.
Yeah.
There's been a few occasions where we've played in, like, one time we played in Spain.
Oh, wow.
And, wow.
We were supposed to play a festival there, but the moment we touched down in Madrid, they told us it was canceled.
Oh no!
So what happened was we went down anyways to like this village that was outside of Madrid. It was like a mountain town, and the villagers there, they saw us and like they were like, "Oh my god, you guys are here anyway!" Like,
oh, that's so good.
They felt really bad, and a few of the locals like went out of the way to make a show happen for us. So
That's great.
Yeah. And there were the people, the tourists that came down as well to the village for the festival as well. So I mean, they wanted to like go party and holiday anyway, even though the festival was canceled.
Right.
Yeah, I would say that was one of the highlights. You know, that was pretty good, and it just gave us like a hunger and craving to play more shows overseas and meet more new people. Yeah, like you guys.
Well, it's our pleasure. It's our honor, even. But you've got so many emerging spaces in Singapore for people to be performing live music events, right? Like, I mean, even just like I remember in January, I'm just wandering down to Marina Bay and sitting at the soundstage there and being able to just see random people performing virtually every night of the week, like all year round. Like, you've got some great spaces where people can just find out about your work, right?
Right. Well, it's actually always changing. Well, it's kind of seasonal. There used to be a point in Singapore's music history when you get all sorts of underground shows and you get a lot of counterculture that was flourishing. That was about like in the 90s.
Okay.
And then it sort of died down a bit, you know, like things started to get cleaned up, you know, things like, because a lot of things are regulated in Singapore.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm not criticizing it, it's just a fact of life. So, with lots of regulation, you can't really get away with that many underground things or, you know. So that sort of died down a bit. And then only recently is it starting to come up again, and you get like, you know, spaces to play, all kinds of events, and like new grants and funding to get promoters to do shows for local musicians.
Yeah, you need to try to get one of those grants to come to Melbourne. That's what we want.
Oh, yeah. We always try for one of those, and yeah, definitely. I actually was in Melbourne reading
tennis. Oh, really?
Things out. Yeah, I was there in June. July.
Oh,
yeah,
fantastic.
I was on holiday. Yeah.
You see, I've always had a bit of a burning desire to host a Singapore National Day party and invite all our Singaporean musicians along to it, and then also host a Merdeka Day party for all our Malaysian friends and see who gets more of an audience. And then they'll be the ultimate champion.
Well, you should, though. And you should, like, get, like, the food would definitely be good, though. Make that happen. Yeah. Singaporeans and Malaysian coming together.
Oh, there you go.
It would be good.
Yeah. Meant to be. Jubi.
Yeah. So, do you have any big gigs coming up?
Big gig for this coming year, locally, not so much. Maybe more of a couple of collaborations that we have coming up.
Ooh.
I've got one with like another local Chinese ensemble called the Teng Ensemble.
Right.
So we're doing some kind of like cross-discipline, cross-genre thing with them, with some Chinese music and, you know, our kind of music.
Are they more traditional sounding?
Yeah, they use like traditional Chinese music instruments, but they always try to adapt it in new ways. They always play things like, I don't know, what's the recent one they did? They played like Frozen or something, Chinese instruments, that
wow.
kind of thing. Yeah, so we've got that coming up. Shows-wise, we're still working on it, mainly looking to play overseas with this new EP out and everything.
Well, we hope you have the best of luck with the EP. There's some great songs on there, and I'm sure you will. But please keep us posted when you've got things coming up, right?
Yeah, sure, definitely.
And hopefully we can see you in Singapore. I'll be front and center with my my ice cream and bread and my durian smoothie, and I'll just be having a good time.
Right, sure. Anytime.
How can we find out, like, how can our listeners support you guys? How do we find out more?
Well, we can mainly follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter as well. Our handle is just our band name, Mildlife. It's spelled MLDL1FE. So yeah, just follow us there. We mainly just post things there. So find out and follow us there.
If anyone Googles Mildlife the correct way, will they find you?
They will.
The correct way? I'm not sure, actually. We haven't really tried that. We only tried the one that we're using, and that one does not seem to have anything else, so I think that one will work. But yeah.
Well, I think you're the top 5 answers in the search anyway.
Well, there you go. Excellent.
So now we're going to listen to your new song, How You Forget, from your latest EP.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys.
Are you from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? Are you a healthy male aged 18 to 55? Then you could be eligible to participate in a research project with the Centre for Clinical Studies. Participants are reimbursed for their time. Contact the Centre for Clinical Studies now on 1800 243 733. That's 1800 243 733. For more information, visit clinicalstudies.com.au. The Centre for Clinical Studies. We need volunteers like you.